John Packham is an associate professor and also the director of the Health Policy Research Program at the University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine. John Packham, thank you for being here.
It's good to be here.
Nevada had one of the highest uninsured rate in the country. How has implementing the ACA impacted Nevadans overall?
The insurance coverage expansions have resulted in kind of the most dramatic impacts. We've seen the uninsured rate in our state drop from 27% in 2013 to 17% in 2015. And that's largely been a result of about 200,000 people gaining coverage through the Medicaid expansion, and another 90,000 this year gaining coverage through the private health insurance exchange.
What aspects of the ACA are working well, and what are some things that can be improved?
Well, I think the insurance coverage expansion and the gains in access are important. I think that represents progress in our state. Despite impressive gains in health insurance coverage and improved access for hundreds of thousands of Nevadans with the enactment of the Affordable Care Act, there are still about 10% of our kids in our state and about 15% of adults in Nevada who remain uninsured. There's also thousands of us fortunate to have health insurance coverage that are facing more expensive health care, more cost-sharing requirements, whether it's deductibles, copays, the price of our plans, and so forth. So we've made a step in making health insurance coverage more accessible and more affordable. We've provided subsidies or public programs for very poor families, but the costs and affordability of health care remain with us. There's plenty of work to be done.
What about the adults and the children who remain uninsured? How are they falling through the cracks?
There's a number of different ways, that you can think about that segment of the population that remains uninsured. There are those who don't qualify for subsidies. That is to say, middle-income folks who still can't afford the policies and certainly can't afford them without some subsidy. It's important to note that of that 90,000 people who gained coverage this year through the exchange, about 4 out of 5 get some form of subsidy, and that averages anywhere from $250 to $275 a month. It's substantial. Without that subsidy that would go away with a repeal, very few of those individuals would have coverage. There's also segments of the population, particularly young people, the young invincibles, who just choose not to have coverage or purchase health insurance.
In terms of the criticisms of the ACA, you touched upon a few already. There's the high premiums, high deductibles, and the group of people who don't make enough to be subsidized but make too much that it's still unaffordable, so it's out of their grasp. How can any types of changes to the ACA address some of those issues?
That's what makes all of this talk about repeal and replacement very interesting. Whatever one thinks about the Affordable Care Act, baked into the law are provisions which provide subsidies for very low-income people. Those go away with most of the repeal plans currently being discussed. It's unclear to me, it's unclear to a lot of people, what a replacement would look like if it didn't contain those subsidies. Likewise, it remains unclear what insurance coverage in this state would look like if Medicaid was blocked granted, or there were fundamental changes made to that program.
And as you pointed out, it is unclear how the ACA could change under the current administration. But as a healthcare expert, what would any changes mean for Nevada? Who would have the most to gain and who would have the most to lose?
I think the losers, at the risk of sounding glib, would immediately be the sick and the poor. Again, scrapping the exchanges or rolling back Medicaid, efforts that have benefited thousands of Nevada families, and for that to be replaced with a return to market-based health insurance that is largely undefined right now, again, will hit low-income families the hardest.
John Packham, thank you for sharing your insights.
Thank you.